T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, we are approaching 7 o'clock right now, and much drama in our caller contest. Ava, how many minutes left in our first round here?
We have 5 minutes. Oh, yep, 5 minutes left.
Kenny versus Levi.
Yep.
Who's leading now?
Kenny from the Dirty 30 is leading by 2% right now.
Oh.
It's 52-48 to Levi and Overbrook.
All right, now this is a great opportunity, Al, because Howard Eskin is the pioneer of sports talk, so not only in Philadelphia, in America.
Yeah.
There is still time for his recommendation on these callers.
Oh, wow.
And my information is, Al, that Howard has had feuds with some of these callers.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the best ever, Mr. Howard Eskin. Hi, Howard.
Good morning.
Howard.
You are excited this morning, huh?
Howard, Levi versus Kenny. Who's a better caller?
Well, may he rest in peace. Levi was just, he was an interesting guy,
yeah,
a crazy guy, and with all due respect to Kenny, Levi would
wow
be my vote.
Levi,
because
down
Levi
two.
Was just, it was just, he was crazy. He was crazy enough, but he believed in everything that he said, which was great for us and great for a caller. But may he rest in peace. But Levi was legendary. I got to say that. He was legendary. We had a day for Levi. Didn't we have a day for
your,
Levi?
Your son put it together. Yes, it was it was very well. It was well worth it.
Yep.
Howard, do you like Butch?
Butch who?
Butch from Manayunk. You know, you've had problems
Butch
with Butch.
From Manayunk who? Yeah.
All right. Eagle Shirley.
Butch is a waste of time.
Right.
I like Shirley.
You do like Shirley? All
yes,
right. That's
I do.
Good to know. See, Howard knows this stuff. You had callers you loved, right? You still do, right? On Saturday, though,
yes,
you have specific
yes
callers you think are great.
Do I think some callers are great?
Do you have one caller in your long career that was the greatest caller you ever had?
No, because it would be hard to choose just one, because there were so many different guys. I have a guy, and he's in and out of jail. He's crazy. He's a felon. His name is Arthur.
Oh,
he's been really good. He just got out of jail again. He's a convicted felon, and he is really good.
He's not allowed to call from prison.
He smuggled a phone in, and he left me a recording. He just pays the guards. That's all right. And he smuggles a phone in.
Howard, congratulations on a terrific story. I am thrilled by this. You are reporting all indications are Zach Ertz will be back for this season. Tell us how this came about, because the last time we saw him, he was crying on the field. Tell me what happened that brought him back into the flock.
Okay, well, let's just step back here a little bit. He's been working out, which I've said, which I put on Twitter. He's been working out with the team for probably about a couple of weeks now. And I said there's a great chance, maybe I should have said there's a good chance he will start the season with them. Now,
yeah,
here's the caveat to the whole thing. Nobody out there needs a tight end. And that's really what the Eagles were waiting for. And unless somebody gets hurt in training camp, unless there's a team with a tight end that gets hurt, then he will be here. Now, if there's a team, or he won't be here, if there's a team that suffers an injury, and Zach Ertz is one of the people that they're looking at, and they still could trade him. However, I think the important part is Zach Ertz has resigned himself to put the past in the past, move forward. I think he understands, matter of fact, I'm pretty sure he understands, he's not the starting tight end, that it will be Dallas Goedert, and he's accepted all that, and he was ready to come back. I think more than anything else, he has probably spoken to some of his veteran friends, his veteran players, and it's probably who was ever left of those players that were on the field after the last game talking for quite a while. One of those players was Jason Kelce, I believe.
Right.
And, you know, I think he's talked more to them. And, you know, they want him to come back. I mean, he's a great locker room guy. He's very important for young players. So with that being the case, I think the important thing is, and I question whether he would come back to training camp, that he will be back at training camp. He's already back in the building. And there's a good chance that he would be here at the start of the season if nobody else has an injury around the league and they don't trade him.
Right, but Howard, what if he looks really good? What if he looks really – you know, he had a bad year when his quarterback couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. What if he comes out and he looks like Zach Ertz did 2 or 3 years ago? Does he win the job? Is he the starter again?
Father Time's never lost.
He's 30 years old, Howard.
But in football, that's old. That's older. If Dallas Goedert gets hurt, then Zach Ertz.
He always gets hurt.
Okay, well, so Zach has been hurt the last couple of years, too.
Yep.
But if Dallas Goedert gets hurt, Zach will play. Zach will play more. The other thing that, and I don't know what offense and his ideas on offense yet that Nick Sirianni has, but I don't think he's as tied into two tight ends in his offense as Doug Peterson was. So with that being the case, I don't know that, especially with if you expect the wide receivers to be, expect Rager to be better, you know, Devontae Smith will be good. And you can only use so many players on the field at one time. So I don't know that there'll be a lot of two tight end offense. Now, again, I don't know what Nick Sirianni is going to do with his offense. But Zach Ertz, his presence, I think, is important. And I think that's the important thing. And the fact that he's going to be there on Tuesday when the team officially reports, I think, is great. As far as his playing and as far as being a lock to be on the team to start the season, it's not a lock, but there's a good chance.
All right.
Depending on what happens around.
I got a lot of ground to cover. I got to get to a lot of stuff here.
Go ahead.
While we're on football, you appear to have an intense Twitter feud going with Cole Beasley.
Oh, it's awesome.
And it involves the vaccine. Could you update us on what? Because he is responding directly with you, right? So what's going on with you and Beasley, Howard?
Well, we've had a Twitter a fight in the past, and I met him after that when he was with the Cowboys, and he laughed, and he says, yeah, it's all good. I said, okay, well, you know, I'm not done yet with you. and that was back when he was with the Cowboys. I haven't had much interaction with them with the Bills because he's played well for the Buffalo Bills. But he is such a moron and such a dope. What was the comment he made? If I die from COVID, it's okay because I died living.
Yes, I mean, that's right.
It's the dumbest comment I have ever heard. And Michael Irvin's right, you know, and he started it, but there's other people the same thing. Here's the problem with Cole Beasley. You are not only hurting your team if you get the virus because you will be missing time, and you could infect others who have also not gotten the vaccine. But the other problem is you're hurting all of us because now California now has a mask mandate or Los Angeles does, I guess it is, not all of California. So now because of the people that haven't gotten the shots and people listen to too many stupid people, and Cole Beasley might be one of them, they listen to those people. They don't get vaccinated. They've created more of a problem now. It's starting again with the virus. So that affects all of us.
Right.
That affects the things that we can or can't do in public and in the world. So it's not just him. If he wants to go away somewhere and not get a vaccine, you know, knock yourself out and die living. But the reality is, you're hurting the fans who live and die for what your team does. You're hurting the people in America because they listen to people like this. It's just flat out stupid.
All right, Howard, let me get
And I told him I'd hold his hand if he went and got the shot.
Well, no, I thought that was great. You're winning that battle. You're clearly winning that battle. But as you pointed out, he's stupid. All right, let me get to the Phillies because they're around 50% and they're having problems all the time with guys coming up positive. What do you think about the fact that half that team won't get the vaccine?
Well, we know Aaron Nola, being from the South, is not the brightest bulb, in the ceiling there and not the brightest star in the sky. So he's obviously not a very bright guy. He might have been a good pitcher. He's not good right now. He's okay, but he's not good right now. I don't get it. I just don't understand it. And people listen to the wrong people. I saw a resident of Arkansas, which is the worst vaccinated state in America, worst being the least vaccinated state in America. And the reporter asked the resident of Arkansas, he says, "Where do you get your information that this is not good?" He says, "Secondary news sources." Boy, what a these people are just clueless. Yeah, just help us all. We're all supposed to be part. We're all in America. We're all part of a team. And the Phillies are not part of a team. I don't understand. I don't get it. I don't get it at all. And, you know, I don't want to hear any more complaints by the manager. You know, I don't have this guy. He's on COVID protocol. I'm short in the bullpen. Hey, listen, if your players aren't going to get vaccinated, it's your fault. And here's the ridiculous part. Every professional sports team has ordered all their staff,
yes,
including coaches.
That's right.
If you don't get the vaccine, you're not coming to work. But because the unions are so stupid in professional sports and they just back the players for whatever, that just makes sense. Everybody else has to get vaccinated, but the players in all sports, and the Phillies are stupid too.
I have one last thing. I need your support on this because I'm getting skewered myself right now. And it has to do with the man I know that you enjoyed when he was playing, because at that point you were a Jimmy Johnson fan and you were kind of a Cowboy fan. And I'm talking about Michael Irvin. We booked Michael yesterday to get his thoughts on the vaccine because he said, if you're not getting vaccinated, you're placing yourself above the best interests of your team, right? So he comes on. He's saying great stuff, Howard, right? So at one point, I got a little swept up in it, and I made a comment that I think you will agree with. And now everybody is asking me to apologize. You tell me if I should apologize. Here's my exchange with Michael Irvin. Michael, you should have been an Eagle. You should have been a member of the Philadelphia Eagles. You have that kind of style. And that I said negative things about you, and I regret them now. Because you have the heart of a champion, Michael. You have the heart of a champion. I wish you had played for us. It would have been awesome.
That's the greatest compliment. Maybe the greatest compliment I've ever had, man.
Should I apologize, Howard?
Yes.
No, why don't you dare? Come on, Howard. Support.
I've known Michael since the University of Miami.
Exactly.
Matter of fact, I just saw Jimmy Johnson the other night. And a great coach. And
all right, stop name dropping. Just tell me what.
But you can't change history, and you shouldn't try.
We would have loved him.
It didn't happen. And because if it was any other team, you would have been okay. But not the Cowboys.
Right, but Howard, you would not have apologized. Oh, but about all that stuff you did, you never apologized for any of that.
You were probably one of the people that booed when he was laying on the ground.
I was horrible then. I hated the guy, but I hated him with respect. You kissed their ass for all those years. Did you ever apologize?
No, because it was just about Jimmy Johnson. It wasn't about the Cowboys.
Oh, you were rooting for them. When they were playing the Eagles, you were rooting for the Cowboys.
Here's a poll. Would you have rather had Jimmy Johnson or Rich Coach?
No, then why am I apologizing? Why am I? Howard, I can't believe you bailed on me here. This is horrible. I'll say something. Support me.
You got to take it back.
Not,
I love
not
Michael
taking
Irvin,
it back,
you gotta
Howard.
Take it back.
No,
it back.
Howard, you have let me down.
Howard likes somebody else to be the bad guy for change.
Yeah. Howard, listen to him every Saturday.
Yeah, that's, actually, you haven't made any said anything smart this morning except
all
that.
Right, shut up. I quoted you on your report. That was good, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Thank
yes,
you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.